And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
Well, look, the critics believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change.
Hello, you reached podcast number 26 of FSCK, the corporate media. I'm DJ Microbrew. It's Sunday, 24 April, close to Earth Day, 2006. The revolution is brewing in small batches. I brought you this fine pod safe song by Paul Hipp. I hope you enjoyed it. And the only other thing I have for you this week is what you're about to hear. This podcast I now give over to the clan mothers of the Six Nations who are essentially warring against the Canadian government as we speak. Enjoy. Oh, and remember, don't hate the media. FSCK, the corporate media.
We got some information today that there was some kind of confrontation. If you could share with us what you know, and do you mind if you're on being recorded to be on the radio?
Go ahead.
What happened is the police moved in around 4:30 this morning. My husband and I weren't here at the time. We had gone home to rest. They arrested about 15 people, but some of the people got out. One of the women come and got us. We got back here, and the police were on site, but the people hadn't left the land totally. They had all congregated at one of the back gates where we had another fire going. And so the police were on the site. There was about 200 officers on site, but the people just kept coming. The word got out that they had moved in on us, and so the people just kept coming. We asked the police to move several times. They wouldn't move. We told them they were on our land. They still wouldn't move. Some people went and shut the Caledonia bypass off, the number 6 highway bypass. And it wasn't only until after that highway was shut down, traffic was backing up, that they understood the mass amount of support that we actually did have. And so we convinced the police to take their vehicles and leave the area. There was the four different areas. We took them out of the one back gate. We took them out of And it was just like the women were leading the march. We were marching the police. They were backing up, and then we eventually got them off the land and marched them right down the street on Argyle Street, number 6 highway, straight in towards the town of Caledonia. And then we put up a barricade. A truck was blocked so that they couldn't get in. We put another barricade up on the other side, leading just past the road that leads into our community, and we've been here ever since. You can hear the drums in the background here. People are very spirited, I guess you could say. We feel that the action by the police was uncalled for. I myself was roughed up at one point. It took 5 officers to get me down on the ground. They had when the people came to my aid, my son was shot with taser guns. We had to pull the boots out of his back. They also had an elderly fellow that had gone, one of our elders of the community that's been here all along, doing ceremonies and that for us. He went to try and talk to the police, and they got a hold of him. They handcuffed him. They pinned him towards the ground. His daughter was trying to help him. They were shoving her around. There was a lot of very, very unnecessary force. They're trying to let the rest of the world know that they came in, unarmed. They had guns. They were totally armed. Very unnecessary use of force. The people were unarmed. We were maintaining our peaceful, position on our lands here. And at this point, things have calmed down some. The tensions were very high at earlier today, obviously, and. But the people are banding together. We've got enormous amount of support coming in from all across the country, and like people are arriving all the time. We've probably, I don't know how many people are here now. There's a few hundred of our people from our own community, plus others from outside communities are coming in. So,
can you give us your name and your nation, your clan?
My name is Hazel Hill. I'm Ganyunk Gahag, a Mohawk of the Grand River. My clan is a wolf clan. I sit with the wolves. And I'm just very proud of our people today. I'm very proud of the way they handle themselves. We stood up for our Ganalat Goa, that great law of peace. We maintain that peace. We're standing before creation, acknowledging to the Creator that we're upholding our obligations according to that law, and we're all very proud.
Is there anything you want the people from the communities outside to do, even the ones that are very far away geographically from you?
Just continue all the support that we've been getting so far. We're trying to get Canada to step up to the plate in an honorable fashion. Let's deal with nation to nation. None of this continual oppressive type government that they've been giving to us for the last couple of hundred years, these lands that we're on here, it was deeded to us through like 6 miles on either side of the ground. That's never been ceded. And it's time that Canada realized that they're being watched. The whole world is watching them, and they need to do the honorable thing. And like I said, deal with us on a nation-to-nation basis. And we're hoping that we can get some international mediation happening, because without that, I don't think it's going to be properly heard.
Usually, this is the last question. I know you want to get back to the drums, but when these things happen, is through the traders amongst us and the governments, the colonial governments use them for this. Is this the case over there?
Pretty much. I mean, they've used the band council elective system that was imposed here on our people in 1924 at gunpoint. I'm sure you've heard this story before by the RCMP. They deposed our traditional government, brought in their what we call their puppet government, and they've been using them ever since. People need to understand that government, that so-called government anyway, only has about 500 to 600 supporters that actually vote in that system. And we have 10 to 12,000 people in this community, and the majority of the people support the traditional government. The elective system did make a statement today on the radio that they are supporting the Confederacy chiefs and taking a leadership role in these discussions that are taking place now. So we did have a monumental event that happened here. I mean, we're making history as we stand here, and that's the first time that this community has come together on that kind of a magnitude since before 1924.
Well, great. Our prayers are with you, and we're going to spread the word as far and wide as we can in your support. We'll keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Has a change come about, my dear man? For
are you still taking our lands? A treaty forever, your senators sign. They do, dear lady, they do, dear man. And the treaties are broken again and again. And what will you do for these ones? Oh.
Este es un resumen de los eventos ocurridos esta madrugada del 20 de abril de 2006 en tierra de la Confederación de las Seis Naciones Aborígenes cerca de Caledonia, en Canadá. La persona entrevistada es Hazel Hill, del Clan Lobo de la Nación Mohawk del Grand River. La Policía Provincial de Ontario atacó a aproximadamente 200 miembros de esta nación y sus aliados, que estaban pacíficamente acampados en su tierra para evitar que se la saquen. Llegó la policía con cañones de gases lacrimógenos y tasers, que son armas de descargas eléctricas. La gente fue tratada brutalmente. Mujeres y ancianos fueron empujados, tirados y esposados. 15 fueron arrestados. A pesar de esto, la gente se rehusó a irse y continuaron llegando más simpatizantes y gente de la comunidad. Representantes Mohawks le pidieron a la policía que saliera de sus tierras, pero solo lograron esto cuando pudieron cerrar el acceso a la Ruta 6. Después de esto, las mujeres, quienes en estas naciones son las que tienen el título de las tierras, encabezaron la marcha y lograron hacer que la policía retrocediera hasta que salieran de la tierra Mohawk y entraran a la ciudad de Caledonia. Luego pusieron una barricada y así impidieron que los vehículos policiales volvieran a entrar a su tierra. La gente de las Seis Naciones y sus aliados se levantaron en defensa de la gran ley de la paz de sus antepasados. Aún mantienen esa paz y valientemente siguen protegiendo la tierra, siguiendo las instrucciones originales del Creador. Piden a todos los aliados que sigan apoyándolos y presionen al gobierno de Canadá para que resuelva esto de forma honorable, de nación a nación, y dejen las tácticas opresivas con las que han tratado a los aborígenes los últimos 200 años. Los títulos de estas tierras fueron oficialmente concedidos a este pueblo indígena y nunca fueron cedidos a Canadá. Canadá no tiene ningún derecho legal a vender estas tierras. El mundo entero está a la expectativa y están pidiendo mediación internacional. Por último, aunque el gobierno de Canadá impuso a la fuerza un gobierno no tradicional para poder manipularlos en 1924, ese gobierno cuenta solo con el apoyo de 500 a 600 personas de las 12.000 que hay en la comunidad. Y de todas maneras, ese gobierno hoy manifestó que apoyan al gobierno tradicional en este caso, logrando una unidad sin precedentes desde 1924. Esta es la Brigada Tashunkawitko reportando desde territorio indígena bajo sitio.